settling in to the natural ease of the body and mind. Having confidence that ease is in fact available. Interested in whatever it is that is in the way of the ease of the body, in the way of the ease of the mind. And when it feels appropriate, seeing the disturbance or the obstacle with clarity, and let the mind simply name what it is that's in the way of ease. When the mind is wanting things to be other than they are, wanting something different, in a clear, non-judging way, just acknowledge this is wanting. Wanting is being known. When the mind has ill will, when it doesn't like what's happening, then simply note aversion is being known. Aversion is like this. When the mind is heavy or dull, acknowledging in a skillful way that that's how it is. Dullness is being known. And the same with restlessness and doubt. Each time the mind acknowledges an obstacle, in a sense, it steps outside and sees that the obstacle is just something being known. So the noting practice represents this movement of wisdom from being identified or caught in the hindrance to some freedom from the hindrance and in acknowledging that it's just something being known now in the moment. So let's experiment with this as we continue with our regular practice, whether it's mindfulness of breathing or opening to what's predominant. But whenever there seems to be the experience of suffering, something in the way of the natural ease, then be interested in that, acknowledge it, and if it's useful, name it. See if you can make it or see it in terms of the five hindrances. in the most simple way. The five hindrances is just an understanding of how the mind misses this opportunity to settle. How the mind right now is missing this opportunity to settle into a state of ease and clarity, openness. So whatever is hindering that settling, and see if you can be interested. Learn something about what hinders the mind from settling in a beautiful way. And of course, if nothing is hindering the mind, then notice the settling, the beautiful, balanced settling of the mind. Settling into ease and clarity. again, regardless of the particular anchor or meditative technique, the intent is to rest in deeper and deeper states of samadhi, this beautiful balance, and interested in what gets in the way of the mind resting in ease and clarity. Learning to clearly recognize what's in the way. Practice not acting it out. Not believing the thought that I can't practice with this particular mind state. And in the most natural way, allow the hindrance to reveal itself. In a sense, we're letting the hindrance be what it is. Meeting it with mindful awareness, understanding it's like this. Take some time and stretch out as you need to.